conditional use number 2633, TPEDE SU 95A LLC and TPEDE SU 95B LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2633 for TPEDE SU 95A LLC and TPEDE SU 95B LLC for a solar energy facility in an AR district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed facility is a public utility used under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets and proposes of a conditional use because of its public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the Sussex County residents. Two, solar array will be located within approximately 59.61 fenced-in acres of a larger 185.96-acre tract. The array area complies with all the code requirements for separation, distances, and setbacks from the property lines and dwelling. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encouraged the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is mainly surrounded by forest or land used for agricultural purposes. The boundaries adjacent to the residual use will include a 30-foot wide landscape buffer to screen the use. Five, this application generally complies with section 115-172.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways, and DLDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspection, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in section 115-172.I of the zoning code and following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot tall fence to comply with the height restriction requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall be a not wired agricultural style fencing, including an interwoven privacy screening. The privacy screen shall be attached to the fencing with metal fasteners and a tensioner wire to reduce maintenance. The fence location and type of screening shall be done on the final site plan. The property screening may be removed after 10 years from the installation of the solar array. The fencing shall remain. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a buffer strip open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines and a minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. This shall be no closer than 200 feet from a dwelling on adjacent property. The landscape buffer shall be at least 30 foot wide along the perimeter of the property adjacent to lands of other ownership. This landscape buffer shall be an existing vegetation or shall be planted with 70% evergreen vegetation and 30% deciduous vegetation that serves as a screening while not impeding the use of a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within this buffer shall be included in the landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site. The inverters shown within Site A on the preliminary site plan shall be more centrally located than it was shown on the plan. F, any lighting in the facility shall be consistent of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. H, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practice. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2633, TPE DE SU 95A LLC and TPE DE SU 95B LLC. Mr. Allen?
Again, I'd like to recuse myself.
Thank you. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4 with 1 abstaining.